Hello and welcome to the ISIS Polyethylene Polypropylene podcast for Friday, November 7th. I'm Tahir Ikram here with Muhammad Fadil in our Singapore office talking about the Middle East and South Asian market. Fadi, what exactly is going on in the Middle East? The polymer market prices are crashing.
Tahir, where do I start? The market had taken a beating in the past few weeks due to negative buying sentiment.
Right.
Everyone is worried about taking positions. Middle East buyers are purchasing polymers only at minimal quantities.
Right.
Due to a lack of direction in the spot market. So most buying that we see is taking place on a need-to basis as market players in the region expect further price drops. Downstream demand is also weakening as most converters are pretty much well-stocked ahead of the end-year season.
But what are the suppliers saying? Aren't they worried?
Definitely. Suppliers selling into the Middle East do not rule out further price corrections should sentiment remain lackluster.
All right.
However, one or two producers are a bit more bullish. They said they are confident buying will take place in the coming weeks as plastic processors need to restock before the end-year season in Europe and Asia.
Right.
But I am not sure. Because of the lack of direction, nobody knows when prices will bottom out.
Very true. Very sad, though. Yeah. However, OPEC is meeting later this month. What is the market looking for?
Well, a clear direction.
Right.
A sense of purpose is needed to stabilize the market. As a cartel, OPEC needs to come together to address the growing concerns about the future direction of the oil market.
Right.
Should oil prices continue to decline further, there will be a further downward impact on downstream markets.
Of course.
For polymers included.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, we saw Brent crude futures prices fell to a new four-year low, declining by more than $1 per barrel at one stage, amid growing demand worries after the release of disappointing economic data on China.
Right.
So the slide in oil prices will likely cause feedstock ethylene and propylene prices to also decline due to negative outlook.
All right. Thanks, Fadi. Thank you very much. And don't forget, you can catch more news about polyethylene and polypropylene and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.icis.com. Thanks very much for listening.